We come to the end of the confrontation between Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu. The end of Golos Mitzrayim, the end of the Avos. The Rambam writes in a letter to his son that the confrontation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro is a confrontation with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. Doesn't mean Chas Hashem, the Rambam didn't believe that it happened. Of course it happened. But the way the Torah describes it, we can see many deep insights to human beings. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, bo el Paro. Ken yichbadti es libo v'slev avodov. Really, everything's finished. Everything I wanted to show in Esam Makos, I've shown already. Paro, you've seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the overwhelmingness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control of nature. But why am I continuing with Arba Choshech? I want to make this lesson so clear to Klal Yisrael. Paro, whatever I was out to do, fine, but it has to deeply penetrate Klal Yisrael. Laman to sape because they bincho beis bincho is shes alti mizrayim vidatem ki ani Hashem. There's emuna and there's yediyah. Yediyah means to know something deeply, as you experience as a deep part of your being. Vidatem. Should know it, should be clear to you. Yodata hayom hashevos lovecha. Intrinsic knowledge. Vayova Moshe v'yaron el paro. Vayom reylov. Koma Hashem elokei v'ivrim. Ad mosa me'amto le'onos me'ponoi. Rashi says, le'onos me'ponoi. Likona. Paro is ego unlimited. Ego unlimited. In the Haftorah of this past week, it says, Hayor ani asisif. Paro, I created the world. And Paro is the story of many people. Last week, we read a very interesting story. Hine yotze hamaimo. So what does it say? Paro made himself into an avodah zarah. He's all powerful. And not only that, he convinced himself of that. As an all powerful person, did not have the same physical needs as all of us do. Says, may believe, Never went to the bathroom. But he was a physical human being. So in the morning, before anyone was up, he went out to the Nile and did what he had to do and came back. He meets Paro for 23 hours and 45 minutes of every day, convinced himself he was a god. 15 minutes, he realized he was a human being. Then went back to being convinced himself he's a god. It's a lot of people. We live in our own fantasies, who and what we are. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu has given Paro a clear warning of everything that's going to happen. Told him about Dam, and it happened. Or told him about everything, and it happened. Then, Paro, he tells Paro, "Od negachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Avel Paro. One more. Okay, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes and tells Paro that Umeis Kol B'chol B'Eretz Mitzrayim. Kachatzos Halaylo Ani Yotzei B'soch Mitzrayim. Umeis Kol B'chol B'Eretz Mitzrayim. B'chol Paro Yoshev Al Kiso. B'chol Hashiv Chasher Acher Rechoyim. And all those Paro, and all of your servants and all of your slaves will come and say, get out of here. Now, but there's an interesting Rashi. Kachatzos halayla. Approximately midnight. So Rashi says, it says, Vahi b'chatzi halayla. I mean, exactly, it's midnight. So it would have been 2 seconds before, 2 seconds after, they would say, Moshe's a fool. Moshe's a faker. It's 2 seconds earlier, 2 seconds. Wait a second. Moshe Rabbeinu said exactly at one point everyone's going to die. And it happened. And you, as long as there is a little room to wiggle, so people are going to rationalize it and make sure it doesn't happen. So Yosef Weiss and his Torah clippings says, what did Paro do? Paro went and checked that in Mikne ben Yisrael Lomeis Ad Echad, that what he looked at all the animals, and of all the Jews, remember, there's 600,000 male Jews above the age 20. A lot of Jews there. They all had flocks. They all had, and he found, did anyone die? Because if not, none had died, because then they'll prove HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left him a room for a mistake. There was one Jew out of 600,000 who, one of his animals died. I don't know if that's his own pshat, it's one of the Mefarshim's pshat, but that's what here, Vayhi b'chatzos halayla, he says, whatever wiggle room I gave you until now, I'm not getting you any wiggle. Now remember, Moshe Rabbeinu has told him there were 9 makas. It all happened. And what did Paro do that night? Vahi b'chatzi alayla. Exactly at midnight. Umeis kol b'chor, v'ayi b'chatzi alayla, v'ashem hika kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. Happened exactly. And there was a massive outcry. V'ayikol, Moshe Aaron, v'ayokom paro layla, unbelievable rush. V'ayokom mimitoso. It was bad. What's Rashi wanted to say? What did Paro do that night? Remember, 9 makas, it all happened, but Paro's a king. He cannot, his ego will not allow him to give in. He went to sleep in his bed. What's going to happen? He has a family. He has children. He has a whole country. No? I'm not giving in. He went, Mimi Tulsa, he went to sleep in his bed. Lailo. V'lo k'derach hamlochem b'sholosh sho'os. Another thing. A king sleeps late. That means for 9 makos, when all of Mitzrayim is in pandemonium, Paro goes to sleep every night in his bed, wakes up after Sholosh Shos in the right time, in a relaxed manner. He's not budging. We live in a world of self-delusion. Total self-delusion. People hold their shittas. You can scream to them. They're going to hold their shittas. The left of the United States, the right of the United States, each one screaming about violence. Okay. When it's Black Lives Matter, the right screaming violence. When it's taking over the Capitol, the left screams violence. People, until you shake a person out, until his very depth, and that's what it took to shake Paro. People are set in their ways. Intelligent people. Send share today. Ha'odam b'shvua. Big yisod. What is an odam? Daiti miyusheva solov. A thoughtful person acts with thought and pre-thought and forethought. Otherwise, you're not even an odam. That's the gzeras ha'kotz of ha'odam b'shvua. All that. But most people don't want to think. It's too uncomfortable to think. Too uncomfortable to think who you are and what you are and where you're going and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaking up this world in an unbelievable manner. Unbelievable manner. Unbelievable manner. The physical world is in chaos. The social world is in chaos. Everything's one big chaos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a message. Wake up. But it's very uncomfortable for people to get these messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it means they have to make fundamental life changes. And admit that a lot of the way they've been living their life until now is bankrupt and wrong. Yes, this whole corona epidemic, there's a laboratory in China it may have come to. Does a vaccine that might work or might not work? And today everyone went hysterical in this country. Why does someone who was infected once, fully recovered, got infected twice with a mutation and they die? That means what's good for one variation is not, but there's a vaccine. People want to feel they control the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't control the world. I control the world. Of course we control the world. How do we control the world? Very simply. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to shake up the world, what's he trying to tell us? I gave you a way to live life. When I gave you a way to live life, I expect you to live life that way. And if you don't live that life that way, I'm going to shake it up until you learn the lesson. You have to live life that way. Of course we control the world. Not a year ago, 2 people who thought they were the most powerful people in the world, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, they're running the world. Today, Trump obviously is out. And Putin is now sick with Parkinson's. Question how long he can last in his job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you think you're running the world, I'll show you like that. You're not running the world. We're not running the world. We are running the world. Run the world by a mitzvah and a ma'asim tovim. That's how we run the world. That's the only way we run the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to shake up the world and say, wake up. Now, Klal Yisrael are caught in a very, very serious quandary. Klal Yisrael caught in a quandary. And an amazing thing happened. They're suffering in Avdus, but people get used to everything. Okay, this is life. Okay. After all, Paro No, they're avodim. So who takes care of their food? Paro takes care of their food. Who takes care of their clothes? Paro takes care of their clothes. They're slaves. They don't get wages. They don't go to a store to buy anything. So Paro has to take care of them. In one sense, they have to work hard. Bad-breaking hard. It's cruel. On the other hand, it's a comfortable life. Wake up in the morning, your breakfast taken care of. You wake up in the afternoon, your breakfast taken care of. Supper's taken care of. Your pair of shoes taken care of. Comfortable. And how did this whole thing happen? This whole thing happened because back 83 years ago, Amru Niyu Kamitzim, they wanted to integrate into Egyptian society. And what did Paro do? Paro was afraid of the Jews. Rather, the Jews realizing their power, they wanted to become Egyptians. They wanted to become Egyptians, Paschal Milimo. So Paro made national service. All citizens have to serve national service. And Paro was the first one to volunteer. All the Jews who wanted to be Egyptians volunteered. All Egyptian citizens volunteered. And one by one, Paro was giving exemptions. Exemptions for this, and exemptions for that, and exemptions for this, and exemptions for that. And in the end, the only ones who didn't get the exemption were the Jews. Okay, but there was Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi was busy learning Torah. They had no intention of integrating into Egyptian society. They had no intention of being like the Egyptians. No. We're busy continuing the Masorah of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov because we learn Torah all day. Paro, when Yosef's brothers came down, and when Yosef died, he said, Anochal Kalkal Esram Vestapcham. The Jews were living off the Egyptian treasury. So for 83 years, there were two groups of Jews. There's ones who were slaves, working. Paro had to take care of them. And Sheva Levi was still living off the old agreement. Their needs were taken care of, that's why. They were busy learning Torah, they could continue learning Torah. They didn't stop Bris Milah. They were Jews. But when Makas Choshech happened, an interesting thing happened. All the other Makos, what happened was, say, Deva, didn't affect the Jews at all. Shchin didn't affect the Jews at all. Nothing affected the Jews. There's one Maka, something happened. Choshech, 80% of Klal Yisrael died. Chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael, 1/5. 80% died. 80% had no intention of leaving Mitzrayim. No. You either leave Mitzrayim or you're finished here in Mitzrayim. There's no such thing as a Jew, 20% of a Jewish people. Life was comfortable. I was bad-breaking work, but it's comfortable. You wake up in the morning, there's breakfast, go to sleep. There's, yeah. You have a roof over your head, you have shoes, you have clothes. I have to work, so we'll put up with it. 20% said, L'cho nizbecho le'lokeinu. No. We want to be Jews, we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want out of this. But it wasn't enough for that 20% for them say, we want to leave. They had to do something else. They had to say, we're separate from Egyptian society. Take the Avodah Zorah of the Egyptian, shecht it, take the blood, put it on the doorpost, says, we don't belong to you. We are our own people. And every year comes Pesach. We remember that. And it's interesting, there's a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, why do we call it Pesach? Ki Pesach Hashem al botei b'nei Yisrael b'nog fos Mitzrayim. We remember the fact that the Jews took this Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians, shechted it, put the blood on the doorposts, and say, we don't want to have anything to do with you. Because that is the message. L'dorei doros. Very powerful message. And that's why, Arayom Hazeh, what do we call it? Pesach. We don't have a Korban Pesach. Chag HaMatzos, maybe we have matzah. We don't have a Korban Pesach. But we still call it Pesach because the message of the Korban Pesach is message, predominant message that we do before Pesach. Before Pesach. That we're a separate nation. We're a nation that has no shaychus to Mitzrayim. The ones who want it, you can't be a Jew and want a shaychus to Mitzrayim. The Jews who wanted a shaychus to Mitzrayim, they died in Mitzrayim. It's only the Jews who said, we are separate, l'chunuz b'chol le'lokeinu, we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch. They survived. Now, let's jump ahead 40 years. Klal Yisrael, coming to Eretz Canaan. Come to Eretz Canaan. Eretz Canaan is a different thing. But Eretz Canaan did not have that technologically advanced society that Egypt had. But they are coming with Midian and Moab. Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim. Vayochavam Liznos Opinoam Moab. But what was Moab? Moab's origins was in Snus. Its culture was Snus. And all of Taifa. Different things pull Klal Yisrael away. Unlimited Taifa. Vayochavam Liznos Opinoam Moab. And the Avodah Zarah. Now, and became a very popular thing. A lot of things become popular, becoming part of a technologically advanced society, become culture, become part of the typhus of a neighboring society, become part. And what do we end up with? The Atem Hadveikim Bashem Elokeichem Chayim Kol Chamayim. The only way Klal Yisrael survives being, doesn't say Atem Shomer Mitzvos. Atem Hadveikim Bashem Elokeichem Chayim Kol Chamayim. If you're Dovok on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're able to pull through. Story of Klal Yisrael. Story of Klal Yisrael B'Meshach HaDoros. Now, we live in a confusing world. And there are two separate pulls that pull people to join the society around us. One is the unlimited tithe of it, and one is being impressed with technological advance and scientific, science. Those are the pulls of Moab. Those are the pulls of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is also Taifa, but it's Taifa together with technological advance. There is a very fundamental idea when I spend a few days meeting a lot of people in the United States of America. For me, it was a very It was a very distressing trip. I was there for 4 days. It was a very distressing trip. American society is in a state of basically social collapse. And, of course, I told him many times, but I see it right in front of my eyes. Dora Marble, what was the door right before the marble? Unlimited wealth, unlimited pursuit of taifa, Nikola Shebacharu, no limits to it, mutter, also natural, unnatural, very unnatural, weird, crazy, whatever. But that is not the reason that society had to be destroyed. Society had to be destroyed because kimol ha'aretz chamas, stealing and looting, doing everything with fake legal justifications, the Gemara describes it as. The summer, when all America went crazy, I kept saying to myself, very simple thing, any society that's built on the unlimited pursuit of taifa cannot survive as a society. So what happened to Dora Marble? That's what destroyed Rome. You go through all the ages, any society that was built on the redifus of taifa of the world today collapses. No such thing as a society that is built on redifus of taifa like the world today. I can survive as a society. It's a society without any spiritual base. Now, the answer is there are many reasons. There are many, many, many reasons. Libra Teira is the glue that attaches us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without Limud HaTorah, there is no attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal. We say every day, V'yiftach libeinu b'saroso, v'yosem b'libeinu ahavoso v'yeroso. We say it every day. Now what does that mean? Who yiftach libeinu b'saroso, unless a person is yiftach, his heart is uplifted by Torah, he's not going to v'yos, and only after that, v'yosem b'libeinu ahavoso v'yeroso. Av and yiras Hashem comes after who yiftach libeinu b'saroso. V'ho'er ineinu b'saroso, what do we say before when we're kabbal malcho shamayim? There's yiftach libeinu, there's something else, a real understanding of Torah. That's v'ho'er ineinu b'saroso. Our eyes open up with our eyes. Ho'er ineinu, like, I understand this part of Torah. Ho'er ineinu b'saroso. And after that, v'dabek libeinu b'saroso. And after that, v'yached levaveinu le'ahava u'liyireh shemecha. Is Yichar Lev. Yichar Lev means single-minded focus. Yichud Lev, focus on that and nothing else. How does a person get to Yachad Levavenu, the Avol Yerushmecha? We say it every day before Makabal Amachu Shemayim. Harinenu B'Shosecha, Medav Kibenu B'Shosecha, Yachad Levavenu La'Avol Yerushmecha. Through a deep Havon of Torah. So there are many, many reasons that Limud HaTorah is so important and so essential to us. Many reasons. It's the biggest mitzvah that there is because that's what connects us to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in today's world, there's something else. When you have a world that's gone absolutely crazy with the redifus of taifa and everything, the only stability we can have in this world that's gone crazy is Limud HaTorah. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. And it's something, by learning in yeshiva, that taking learning seriously is going to stabilize us in our whole approach to life, our attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our attachment to mitzvahs, and our attachment to everything. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. We talked about the Megillos. We talked about Limud HaTorah. Besides being the biggest mitzvah, besides bringing us to since the highest level of Avira, in a world that's gone absolutely crazy, if we want to withstand all the pressures and pulls in this crazy world, there's only one way of doing it, called Gemara Rashi Tosis. That's it. Limud HaTorah. As the world is going absolutely crazy and we don't know where it's going, what's happening, we have to know that by our being in yeshiva, by learning Torah, we're having a firm, stable anchor on reality. They're in Baal Peor. They came, they're in the Midbar, and all of a sudden, Bilam and Bolo can't do anything to them. Bilam says, huh? I have a simple way of destroying Klal Yisrael, 24,000 pretty girls. That's going to destroy Klal Yisrael. All of a sudden, the whole, what happened? That's how we're dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes people will use every excuse, Paro, every excuse possible, rather than to accept the reality of what is happening around him. Because he doesn't want to have to change. But the reality is the reality. Wake up. See what's happening in the world around you. It's a world that's going totally to pot. And the only way to maintain any stability in this world is through our continuing involvement in a serious, deep way in Limud HaTorah. Anything that I came back from my trip to the United States was a very, very simple thing. So society's in a state of collapse. Whether it's the Trump people see the left is it, the left people see the Trump people is it, and no one wants to see outside his own little narrow everything. But society in general is in a state of collapse. And we have to understand, when that happens, the only stability we're going to have is by continuing to learn Torah and take it in a very, very serious way.